A community of first responders is rallying around an ambulance paramedic and full-time single father, raising more than $22,000 over just 3 days, as he recovers from a serious cycling collision on the Galloping Goose Trail. Greg Stubbs, 45, an acting supervisor and member of the ambulance service for 20 years, was cycling home on the Goose at about 6 p.m. on December 27 when he emerged from the Helmken Road underpass near Victoria General Hospital and collided with a pedestrian who unexpectedly entered the path from the side. Stubbs, a former 2018 Cops for Cancer Tour de Rock rider, was knocked unconscious and sustained serious injuries including 5 microbrain bleeds, a fractured elbow and missing teeth that will require denture work. The Times columnist was unable to determine the condition of the pedestrian, but BC Emergency Health Services said paramedics cared for and transported 2 patients to hospital after the incident. Scott Sywake, a paramedic working in Souk, said people are supporting Stubbs because of the type of paramedic, person and father that he is. The support comes from the respect that Greg's co-workers and all the hospital staff and other Cops for Cancer riders and the police have for him, the person he is, said Sywake. He's an all-round good guy, a genuine person, who would do anything for anybody. He's always worried about other people. Also, because the collision happened on a trail and did not involve a vehicle, there is no coverage through ICBC, said Sywake. Sywake said his close friend could be off for months, or a lot longer. He won't know the extent of his injuries, required surgery or recovery time until he meets with specialists. Stubbs, a full-time single father for 6 years, is raising 2 sons and a daughter ages 11, 14, and 16. Greg's kids are his main priority, said Sywake. As a full-time primary care paramedic in a supervisory position, Stubbs has sick pay benefits that would typically cover about 75% of his wage for 6 months and 50% after that. He's worried about long-term impairments from this and he's worried about supporting his children because he's a single dad, said Sywake. Sywake said his friend is an avid cyclist and is always equipped with riding lights and safety equipment. His helmet likely saved him from further injury, severe brain injury or death, said Sywake. Sywake immediately began collecting donations for his friend, whom he describes as selfless, and always the first to help out and never complain. It's everybody before him and so that's why I knew I had to step up and make sure we took care of him, said Sywake. There's a number of us that work overtime shifts and we'll just put money on the GoFundMe page whenever we can so we can sustain him as long as we need to. Even if he's off for a year, we'll make sure he doesn't have to worry about it. Funds collected will be used to offset the cost of uncovered oral surgeries, keeping the freezer full of healthy meals, and supplementing the wages that Stubbs will lose while he is off recovering, said Sywake. Saharnet at timescolonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at timescolonist.com.